Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across this great country. It's the Throwdown on Thursday. It's Wrestle Talk, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live in Los Angeles. My sidekick, my brother-in-arms in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ralph Williams. This show goes by quick. 347-205-9631 to listen to it. Archive is on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to your podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Ralph, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, you've got a sponsor. Fourth of all, we're going to recap Backlash, my friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To get a hold of me is Ralph Williams, 737@gmail.com, and my Facebook page, Ralph Williams, and also on my YouTube channel, Ralph Williams, as well. And Sports Corner, Wrestle Talk, and the way I see it, Facebook page as well. And we have a new sponsor tonight. The sponsor is DJ Fun. If you live in the Pittsburgh area and you need a quality DJ for a party, wedding, or any kind of gathering, call DJ Fun today at 412-545-4317. So there you go, Mark.
Oh, I love it, brother. And boy, you and I tore up Tampa last night with Peter Blake laying it out, the sports web down there. Amazing show with that thing, and so blessed now you're part of the Tampa, Florida streaming down there, so it's great to
know.
And that, they're our buddies. They're, you know, the listeners love us, unless, you know, they're playing the Panthers or, you know, stuff like that. You know, we got the Seminoles going against us, or, you know, if the Lightning come up and try to knock us Penguins around, or the Pirates and Rays, I know we'll be getting it on, you know, this year as well.
The
so then we got to kind of cool them. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Steelers,
yeah,
you
and
got
Bucks.
The Marlins, you know, the Bucks. Too. Yeah, you know, that. Then we got a problem with these guys. But other than that, they're our buddies, and we're so blessed that they're part of us. Hey, you know, what's on your mind first? I'll give you the first crack at it, because seeing Backlash, I got to add something to this thing, too. And I'll throw my two cents in on it, on one particular match. And one particular faction that's starting to come across the WWE main lines. But I'll give you the first thing that what you got out of SmackDown, even, and then getting into the Backlash results.
Well, the Backlash, Mark, it was okay, but it wasn't a very good pay-per-view, because what happened was the only real good match, I mean, I'm talking really decent match, was the Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair match, the I Quit match. That was really the only one that really hit the spot. And then Cody Rhodes beating Seth Rollins again. But the way he beat him, I thought he beat him in a different way. And it was, you know, like that. But at least he got the win. And then on top of that, you had Edge versus AJ Styles. And then now all of a sudden Rhea Ripley's part of the Judgment Day. And then you had the six-man match. Now, the six-man match at the end, I thought, shouldn't have never happened. They keep pushing this thing about unifying the tag team championships, Mark, and they will not stop. They just keep on doing it over and over and dragging it out and dragging it out. And I got to tell you, they need to do something now. They need to get, if the Usos are going to win it, and that's their plan, let them win it. Let's get this done. Let's finish it up. And if they're going to control all the titles, the bloodline, let that happen as well. But you know what? Here's a puzzling thought, Mark. I thought, and I read something, that Naomi and Nia Jax, because as you know, Nia Jax is also a cousin of Roman Reigns, was supposed to join the bloodline. That never happened. And I don't understand what happened. I know Nia Jax got fired a few times from the WWE for her actions. And Naomi is still just doing her own thing. Told they were supposed to join the bloodline, and it was supposed to be they were going to be the women's tag team champions, and they would hold all the gold. But that hasn't happened. So, you know, it's a typical Vince McMahon, Bruce Pritchard, and Khan thing. And you know, now you got Tyson Kidd, Natalia's husband, involved in some stuff now with the producer. And so between all them, I don't know. Their minds must be somewhere else, because it's not with the storylines and things like that.
Well, and you bring up an interesting point. And my thing I got out of this was the whole faction with Edge and Damian Priest, and then we see this figure come in, you know, something out of Zombieville, and it was Rhea Ripley there, you know, coming out and doing her thing and joining the faction of Edge and Priest. And I think they're going to add one more here, and I think that one more is going to be Finn Balor. I think Finn Balor is going to turn here on AJ Styles. Right now they're teamed up, and they're trying to go against, you know, Priest and Edge here. But I just don't understand the whole thing with this thing. I never liked that whole thing, and I know it's the Gangrel and all that, but when I think of factions, and we've talked about it before, give me Nexus and give me Shield. That's where it runs. They could have done something with Bray Wyatt with The Undertaker and Kane and all that faction. But, you know, I look at this Edge and Priest thing, and it doesn't even get me to go on the Wyatt. I mean, the top three I've ever seen, bare none, was the Shield, Nexus, and the Wyatt family. This thing doesn't show me anything. I mean, I could take the Young Bucks and bring them into this thing, and they're better than, you know, Priest and Ripley and Edge. I just don't understand. It just seems like Priest has no direction. They don't know what to do with this guy, and they're just putting these guys in factions, kind of give them some heat so they can get a little heat and maybe go on their own. But that thing, I just don't quite understand it. Any thoughts on that? And I'll tell you the second thing I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy, but I have a thought here too, Mark. They just brought Ciampa up from NXT, and he's been sort of wandering out there, so I'm wondering if he's going to join that faction instead of Finn Balor, or maybe him and Finn Balor could join that faction. But it is kind of a crazy faction. It's we're getting back into, like you said, the spooky stuff and all that. And, you know, Bray Wyatt was good with that stuff back in the day. I wish they would have never broke his thing up. And, you know, they keep on playing around with this stuff, Mark. And but they're still, as I said, they're still drawing fans. People still like it. So as long as that's the case, it just goes on.
Well, not only that, and then the other thing is the whole Seth Rollins thing. I mean, here I thought he was going to be a face and all this, and then Cody Rhodes comes in, and then they start to turn him kind of like heel face thing. We don't know what we're getting from week to week. He's got great mic skills and everything, and now pushing Cody Rhodes to the top of this thing, where do we go from here with Seth Rollins? Who's he going to go after? I mean, can you see him? I thought maybe we'd lead to a Rollins and Owens type of thing when they lost the tag team thing. But we didn't quite see that. Then we saw them reunite. I mean, could we see Rollins and Owens getting on against each other? Because both these guys need to really go in a direction. You know, Owens is past, you know, the Stone Cold thing, and Rollins is now going to be past the Rhodes thing. So where do these two wrestlers go from here in your mind, and who's next up for them?
I would think that Kevin Owens should and Rollins should fight amongst each other. That would be an interesting match for them two, and an interesting feud between them because they were once friends. They could, you know, the WWE could do that. That would be an interesting scenario right there. But the question I have is, Rollins is a two-time Grand Slam champion. He's been around a couple different times and several different championships. I don't understand why he's so deep down in a hole, why they don't have him up and above and trying to win championships and maybe going after Roman Reigns in the bloodline or something. You know what I mean? I mean, there has to be some kind of something to give here to get him going. Kevin Owens is another one. Very good talent, has been champion, and he's been champion of several ways, NXT, tag team. I think he was once a U.S. champion, Intercontinental, beat Cena. Was the Universal Champion until Goldberg beat him. So, I mean, you know, if they can keep him happy and do what they need to do with him and Rollins, they're going to have to find something for them to do. As you mentioned, you made a good point on that, Mark. But I just believe that, you know, fighting Ezekiel and worrying about if he's Elias or not, that's totally out of control. That 24/7 champion they got to do something with. I would rather them have a TV champion than a 24/7 champion. I've been preaching about that for years. They should have a TV championship in the WWE, or bring back the hardcore championship and make it the way Mick Foley had it. I mean, do something different, something. That 24/7 championship is just, it's out of control and it's corny and I don't like it. And I don't think anybody else does either, because I think it's a waste of good space and time and everything else.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you're exactly right, and we don't know where these guys are going to go from here, and it's interesting. Anything else stand out? And then I'll throw something that, you know, more or less stood out as we break down the, you know, the Backlash results.
Well, one thing I do know is, or one thing that I did see was his real name is Riddick Moss, but he calls himself Madcap Moss, former linebacker of the Buffalo Bills. You know, I actually saw something. I saw him do some really good wrestling, and I'm really happy that he beat Happy Corbin. And there's another one, Happy Corbin, Baron Corbin. He's another one that's kind of, he's won some stuff, except for losing the Money in the Bank. But he's won some titles and things like that, and he's had some good matches. You know, they kind of sunk him in a hole too. And, you know, with this Happy Corbin thing and this poor Corbin and the Tidy Bowl Corbin or some kind of Corbin, you know, or something like that. And, I mean, they've come up with so many gimmicks for him now, I've lost track of them. But that was a reasonable match. Again, the Rollins, Cody Rhodes match was good. I really enjoyed the Rousey, Charlotte Flair match. And I mean, you know, those were the match, the Lashley against Omos. That match was, you know, again, there's a good wrestler, Lashley, who was the champion, and he's fighting Omos. Really? I mean, like right. Peter Blake said last night, and like Curtis said on the show last night, that, you know, our steady calling guy on Wednesdays when we're on with Peter Blake, he called in and he said the truth. Why is Bobby Lashley, doing that kind of match? He should be doing better. I would love to see another Lashley-Brock Lesnar match. You know, I'd love to see that again. You know?
And you know what, SmackDown coming up tomorrow, Friday being the 13th, Shayna Baszler and Natalya could become the new women's tag team champs. And watch out, Sasha Banks, if they lose, she could turn heel on SmackDown tomorrow night. Any thought to that?
Oh, absolutely. I have never trusted Sasha Banks. She says two-faced as a $50 bill. She'll pretend to be your friend and then turn on you. And, I mean, you know, and Bayley's supposed to be coming back real soon. So let's find out what she's up to. And then you got this Lacey Evans with her little Marine thing. She was in the Marines or something and things like that. And, you know, coming up with testimonials about herself and all that. So, you know, and then now you got Asuka back. So the women's division might start getting hot and heavy now because some of these female wrestlers are starting to come back, you know, and we'll see how that goes. Stephanie McMahon's in charge of that, but of course she can't do nothing unless she runs it past Daddy, and that's how that's going.
Right. Unbelievable when you break this thing down across the board. I know the rumors out there circulating Roman Reigns trying to cut back on his schedule, and we could see this. He could see it a mile away. The reason being is the McIntyre, you know, Reigns feud is going on a little too long, and then if it climaxes at Money in the Bank, what do you do in August, September, October, November, December, January, till you get the buildup of The Rock there for WrestleMania out here at SoFi Stadium next year? So I kind of see where this thing's going to play out. He's going to take time off, and then it'll become heavy starting in, you know, later on in the year, into the beginning of the year, where we're going to see the running feuds with The Rock. Any thought to that?
Well, remember back when we first started this show, and I came on and I said that Roman Reigns needed to be a part-time wrestler because of his health, okay? He's had that leukemia or that cancer or whatever he had, and then it was wearing him down. He had to do something else in order to keep afloat. He came out and said he wants to act. He wants to go be an actor. He's 37 years old. He said he doesn't want to beat his body up anymore. And with his health issues and his family and stuff like that, he wants to spend more time with that, with them as well. So being that the case, I don't know how far they're going to drag this on, Mark, because they're going to have to do something here if he decides to disappear and go into acting. Who's going to lead the company? Like we mentioned last night, who's going to be the man? Who's going to be the face? Okay. And, you know, Big E is another one. I mean, you know, he's got this neck injury and nobody knows how long he's going to be out. He's going to be out for a while. They said this neck injury is really bad. It's almost like the one Edge had. So, I mean, you know, but it's not as bad as Edge's was. So, you know, we don't know how long Big E's going to be out. I mean, he was a guy that was, I thought he was a good champion. I agreed with Curtis about that as well. And I agreed with the fact that Lashley needs to be the face again. And now that he's a baby face and not a heel anymore and he doesn't have MVP around him, I think he should be the next champion or the next whatever instead of putting him in matches against Omos. You know, Drew McIntyre, he's carried the company before. So, I mean, you know, I think he can do it.
That's going to be interesting to see that. So what do you look for moving forward into the next pay-per-view? Because they got to do something to create something. I mean, to get this thing going. It's been a little stagnant of late, if you ask me.
Oh, it has. And Money in the Bank's coming up. And we'll see how the men's match goes with the ladder. That'll be pretty interesting. We'll see how that works out. And then they're going to have the women's ladder match and probably some matches in between. We'll see how they promote it. It's going to be a regular ladder match this year. I remember the one 2 years ago when they had to go to the WWE headquarters and go all the way up to the roof to get the thing because of COVID. And everybody had to watch it from home. And Vince McMahon made all kinds of money on pay-per-view. Or actually, I think that one was free because of COVID. And then all of a sudden, you know, he comes up with those online people in the stands, and he made his money that way, which was a smart idea. But we'll see what Money in the Bank does. We'll see who gets the case, who becomes number one contender, and we'll see who goes up against Roman Reigns and maybe beats him. If not, there's SummerSlam. I think SummerSlam is where we're going to see the tag team belts unify somehow, some way. You're probably going to see RKO break up because I think Randy Orton has other things he wants to do. I think he wants to become a champion again before he retires because I know he's got he's about 46, 48 years old, somewhere in there, and I think he wants to start looking to retire, and I think he wants to retire on top. So doing that, he would have to be the champion to do so, and I think he can beat and be the face of the company as well. You have guys there, Mark. They just don't know what to do with them to make them faces
right.
of the company. And that's where the problem is right there. And I don't understand what's going on. You got four perfectly good minds. They should be. You have McMahon. You have Bruce Pritchard. You have Khan. And then you have now Tyson Kidd's involved in this stuff. So, and then you got Triple H back. Now, he has to fix up NXT because Vince McMahon ran that into the ground while he was sick. And, you know, Shawn Michaels said he had to do it. Vince McMahon was hovering over him all the time. He couldn't get nothing done. So there we are with that. And now Triple H is back. So they're going to try to resurrect that program and get the listener or the TV audience back, you know, and so on and so forth. And that's what's going on. The problem with the WWE, Mark, is they tie their wrestlers down to these contracts. And I forgot to mention this last night. They won't let them work anywhere else. At least AEW, when you sign a contract with them, you can go work at MLW. You can go work at NWA. You can go work at Impact. You can go work at the Independents. You can work, you know, anywhere you want to work as far as, you know, with them. And that's one of the reasons Braun Strowman left. He wanted other options. He wanted to make money elsewhere. And now he's all over the place. You got W. Morrissey, formerly known as Big Cass. Working in AEW now, and he's on Impact too. So, you know, everybody's got these little partnerships and things like that, and that's good, and I'm glad. And a lot of these wrestlers now have a lot more freedom because they're not tied down to the WWE contract and the WWE storylines. And WWE's going to have trouble, Mark, keeping wrestlers. They're going to have trouble bringing wrestlers back. Unless they fix some of these things, and you know, Shane McMahon, I think he's involved in the programming as well. But again, it all boils down to Vince. Everybody has to go see Daddy to get something done, and that's Vince.
Yeah, no, you broke it down right. So that's where we're going to go, and then what do you see going down as we move this thing into September and October, some of these matches, and who's going heel and who's going face?
First of all, I think Ezekiel will probably go heel. He has to, because the way he's rolling right now, it's not working. If that's Elias or Ezekiel or Harry or whoever it is, okay? If that's really his youngest brother, I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it's just a storyline. They got to do something with Happy Corbin. That storyline's getting out of control, that Happy Corbin stuff. There's a lot of storylines, Mark, that they have to fix in order to get this back up and rolling again. Get the TV audience back up. They have to please Fox, and Fox executives are involved in this too. I just don't understand why this product's so bad. But like I said last night, no matter what kind of product they put out there, WWE is going to make money even though. And that's just like we talk about small market teams in baseball, Mark. There are some cities that have small market teams that everybody shows up, and there's some that nobody shows up. And when they're bad, everybody still shows up. Well, that's the WWE. Everybody shows up even if it's bad because they don't know any different. They don't want to know, and they like what they see, so they're going to go, and that's what's going to happen. It's a shame, but that's what it is.
Yeah, that's the key across the board when you see it, man. You called it. And that would, you know, as we break this thing down even further, I still think that Vince McMahon should sell it. Either we talked about it yesterday, Triple H and Shane Michaels there, or bring in his son to run it, McMahon, or give it to The Rock and the crew over there. I mean, that's the only thing, because I think Vince is getting he's suffering from Alzheimer's here, man. I really do think so.
Yeah, and then you got Theory, who is the U.S. or the Intercontinental Champion there, and that's ridiculous. I mean, with him, he's Vince McMahon's clone or whatever, and all that other stuff. That's ridiculous. I believe that Vince McMahon, if he want, he could keep the WWE, but he needs to go away in the sunset. Let Shane, let Stephanie, let Triple H, let Shawn Michaels, let the people who know how to run it, run it. Get rid of Bruce Pritchard. I saw Bruce Pritchard run Impact into the ground. Jim Cornette had to fire him. I remember that. And then, Anthem got rid of him when they took it over. Bruce Pritchard has ruined more wrestling companies, I think, than anybody.
Definitely.
And
here's the other
thing
too. The problem with the WWE, I can't remember the last time it was out here, and looking at the schedule right now, as I'm looking at this thing, it goes back into Pittsburgh late August, but they don't come out here for probably the holiday time, because it's going to be the big buildup where WrestleMania will be out here for three straight nights pretty much, and then you'll have Raw and all that stuff. But
yeah,
I think there's no Raw, no SmackDown in L.A. I couldn't find it looking at the schedule all the way into late August and September. It's crazy. Any thought to that?
Yeah, it is ridiculous. They need to branch out a little bit more. I know that SoFi Stadium is where WrestleMania is going to be next year. They need to start promoting that a little bit better by coming out to those cities. And I know during WrestleMania weekend, they always have SmackDown, and then they have the Raw after WrestleMania there and things like that. They have been to Staples Center, but it's been a while. And I know that they have been everywhere else, and it's been a while. So as far as that goes out there, and I can't believe they're coming back to Pittsburgh already in August. They were just here twice. They were here. They were here for a house show in Raw. So I'm surprised they're coming back in August. I didn't see that on a schedule. I actually didn't look. I know they have some new cities they're going to. I know they went to Raleigh, and Raleigh has been fortunate. They had They had that, and they had AEW down there too, WWE and AEW. So there's not too many arenas that have both of those companies there, but Raleigh did. So that was a good thing for them. Because that's one of my second homes, Mark. I love Raleigh. And but
I've
like
never
I said,
been
it's,
there, and literally listeners know that, how that place is. Good
it's
wrestling
a nice,
down
it's
there.
A very nice city. It is. It's a nice city. It's like Pittsburgh. Only difference is it doesn't have the cold weather down there. The worst you'll get is you'll get 30-degree nights, 40s in the wintertime, and the worst thing could happen to you is freezing rain. Now, this year they got snow again, but now they're prepared down there. They have they just ordered a whole mess of salt trucks and built some salt buildings now. And when I was down there in 19, they had just raised the property taxes to go get these salt trucks. So now they have a whole bunch down there, and they're able to start getting with winter now because they know sometimes they get it. One of my other second cities, Ocean City, Maryland, got hit with 4 feet of snow, and then they just got flooded from this nor'easter. So it's been a bad, bad year for my second cities. Erie's the only one that didn't complain. That's my other one. Erie didn't complain. So, you know.
Wow.
And
yeah, the wrestling
you know,
through there is something. The South is really good with the wrestling. We've seen it, you know, over the years and building it. And I know Double J, Jeff Jarrett went down there and kind of got a thing, promotion going. And, boy, a lot of people don't realize. I mean, the Eastern Seaboard for wrestling is excellent. But let me tell you,
absolutely,
a close second is the South. And I just don't understand,
yeah,
you know, why, you know, on the West Coast, it hasn't taken that off like it does in the East and the South. Some of the cities get it, but out here on the West Coast, but not as many as back East and the South. Any thought to that?
Well, you know, the South was, you know, Crockett Promotions, king of wrestling there for a long time. Vince McMahon and his dad, when his dad had it, they promoted it from the South up. They never, and then they got in the Northeast wrestling. And remember up here, you had studio wrestling with Bill Cardell, Bruno Sammartino, and all that
yeah
stuff. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, Vince McMahon bought his dad's company from him, and that's where the WWF got big. He bought out WCW not once but twice. I remember when Turner had it the one time, he bought it, and then Turner bought it back or something or restarted it, and that's when in the 90s you had the big Monday Night Battle. And then TNA came about after WCW got bought out by WWE and nobody wanted to go there. They started TNA and Dixie Carter and her stuff, and now Anthem Sports owns it. And the NWA's made a slow comeback. They have Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins. He owns that company. And they're making a slow comeback. They're coming back. They got Nick Altus there. I think he's their champ again. And you got the Cardona. You got him there. He was with the WWE. He was
right.
I forget his name with WWE, but Cardona's there now. And, you know, they got some people going in and out. MLW, you got Enzo Amore with
Enzo Amore.
He's with MLW.
He used to live out here, believe it or not. He had a big problem. I don't know what happened with him, but they kind of booted him from the WWE.
What happened with him was he was a cancer in the locker room. He wasn't real nice with everybody. He kind of thought his doo-doo don't stink. And, you know, he kind of ahead of guys who have been there for a long time. And then
kind
he got
of
on
like
the
manager that was managing one of the guys. I can't think of the skinny black guy. He had a problem with some of the people there too. I'm trying to think what happened with him.
Yeah, man,
kinda,
I can't remember
his
name.
They showed him the door too. As we're wrapping
up,
let everybody know how they can get a hold of you and tell us everybody about that new sponsor.
You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com and also on my Facebook page, Ralph Williams. And also on my Sports Corner page on Facebook and on my YouTube channel. And I urge you to subscribe and watch my shows on my YouTube channel. And our new sponsor here for Wrestle Talk is DJ Fun. If you live in the Pittsburgh area and you need a good DJ for a party, graduation's coming up. Call today, 412-545-4300. 1-7. He's the party king, DJ Fun.
Yeah, next week the Bird Boys will come back. We'll talk about the Steelers' new schedule that got released today. We will just tell you this. They will be playing their home opener second week of the year against the New England Patriots. Tampa Bay comes in there. And I believe Christmas Eve, the Raiders come in to play the Steelers. So that is going to be
that's
something.
Gonna be,
yeah, definitely a little snow
be,
in there. Yep.
That's going to be real interesting this year, Mark. We got the Buccaneers coming here. We got a lot of former New England Patriots folks going to be at Heinz Field.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
going to
be great.
I've got to
get down there, too, and check it out, you know, and see what's going on in the Berg. For Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch
Thank
this
you,
archive
everybody.
On blogtalkradio.com. Exactly. And we'll be back next week talking Berg. And catch us Wednesday night out of Tampa on the Sports Web with Peter Blake. Till then, have a blessed one. Stay tuned at the top of the hour. The cooking show out of Indianapolis, John Guy, Eli, and Peggy. Boy, that should be a darn burner. Who knows what the hell they're going to be talking about on that one. Till then, and then tomorrow.
Hey, you know what, Mark? That's some good eating.
Yeah, definitely. We'll find out. Maybe they got some ravioli going. We'll let you know. Okay, my brother, have a blessed
some
one.
Good eating.
Yep, and thanks for tuning in, guys. We love you.
Good night. Be safe.